Hello, foodies and geeks. It's Matt Man.
And it's time at Two Swizzles.
And together we are...
the Deep Fried Percussioners.
I'm not even going to do the part where I talk about weekly podcast stuff. Boom!
Why not?
I don't know. I'm weekly podcasters. I'm talking about TV shows, movies, comics.
I'm vacation.
And, yeah, we're on vacation. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm awake now.
Yes, we are at our hotel.
Hotel.
We just got done cuddling hardcore in bed.
Hotel.
And now we are on our way to our second day of convention.
Convention.
Are you excited?
I'm pretty excited.
We also have Leviticus here with us.
They're trying to get me to do stuff I don't want to do.
We're
just
not
kidding. Just kidding.
Like, eat breakfast.
Yeah.
Like, put sausage in your mouth at breakfast time. Yeah.
It's
who is that waffle shove it all in your mouth?
It's not that grass-fed sausage. I don't like it.
They're all natural sausage.
All
the sausage and all the bad crap in it.
Speaking of breakfast and putting things in your mouth, did you see the sweet...
That's my change.
That's your change? I'm sorry. Sorry. Did you see the sweet waffle maker they had?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday.
You push a button and the waffle stuff just comes out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought as soon as you said to pour the batter on like a normal place.
No, there was a button. You push the bitch and... And I just wanted to, like, put my mouth under it and eat raw waffle batter.
Like a Slurpee machine?
Like a Slurpee machine.
No, squeezing the waffles!
So, yesterday we were at the comic book convention.
Con.
We did a lot of awesome, cool stuff, right? What are some cool things we did, Mr. Time and Two Stars?
Well, we got to see a lot of cool boots. There's a lot of cool stuff.
A lot of cool boots, right?
Boots.
I heard boobs.
He did that yesterday. And I'm like,
Sigmund
Freud
would have something to say.
I had to think about it for a second. I'm like, okay, he probably said booths, but it totally sounded like booths.
Booths!
Dang it!
Booths, okay.
There were plenty of booths.
There were a lot of cool booths, right?
Yeah. Wait, did you say booths or did you say booths?
Booths?
Booths. B-O-O-B-S.
What was your favorite booth?
Like, vendor-wise, there's the one that had all the cool Batman Ninja Turtle stuff. That one was awesome.
Yeah, he's a really good artist.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's
an artist
amazing.
Alley.
Picture-wise, or things to take pictures of.
Let's see. They had the DeLorean there.
Two DeLoreans.
We might do that today, is take a picture of DeLorean and the hoverboard attached.
Great Scott!
That was pretty sweet.
There was like I was looking at the pictures that they posted on the MegaCon part itself. Dude, there's a lot of cool pictures people took.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Artist Alley was pretty amazing.
Burn.
I agree with you like on that. There's a lot of good artists. And lots of cool pictures and stuff. We went to Neil Adams had a booth there.
Yeah, really.
So
legit.
We looked at his stuff and he was like literally right next to me, and I said hi to him, and he said hi to me, and I thought that was the beginning of my fangirling.
And he said hi to me.
Thought that was kind of that.
I said hi to him.
Then he touched me.
He didn't really touch me.
And then we met.
Is that how you got that sign?
And then you and I went up and, yeah. Then you and I went and met, Foggy Nelson.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Also known as Alden...
Alden Henson.
Henson, yes. And
Fulton Reed! Bash Brothers, bruh!
From Mighty Ducks. And he was really cool, right?
Yeah,
he was
really
super
awesome.
Nice.
He talked to us and joked around with us.
Yeah.
Commented your beard.
He did.
You're like, you have an awesome beard. He's like, you have an awesome beard.
I know! It was awesome. He liked my beard and I liked his beard and it was a brief man romance.
Brief man
and then I walked away and he forgot all about me.
Yeah, well,
but it's okay.
He sees a lot of people.
Yes.
We can't blame him.
So that was pretty sweet. And then we got to do a photo op with Adam West. And he liked our shirts.
He did. He did not only just be like, oh, you guys, how you doing today? He actually like looked at all our shirts and commented on them. He's like, Jack of all geeks.
Yes.
I like that.
That was pretty exciting and awesome. You can see the Batmobile.
That's why I love the picture where you're just like, you have the biggest
grin on your face. Look at him, just talk to me. He touched my shoulder.
He touched my shoulder, old chum.
Oh my gosh. It's like I'm Robin.
Sorry, reward. I'm no new Robin now. Just kick him off his chair.
Oh, my quarters.
And then, what else did we do?
Quarters!
Well, we literally went down the vendor aisles millions of times, and the reason behind that was literally, there's so much crap that we, every time we went down those aisles,
we saw something.
There was something new every time.
Every single time.
There are so many artists there, and a lot of them are good. A lot of them seemed repetitive to me. It just seemed like their art style almost, a lot of them even seemed the same.
The artsy
there was
style.
A couple, like the Ninja Turtle and Batman guy. He had his own, you know, almost seemed like original.
Oh, he had a lot of original artwork.
There was like 4 or 5 of those for me, but the rest of them almost just seemed repetitive. Their art was just...
But there was a few couple that their originality was like awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
We did go up and down the vendor aisles a lot because the cosplay yesterday was out of control.
Yeah,
like in a good way and some of it in a bad way.
Lots of good cosplay, lots of original stuff, and then a lot of repetitive things.
Yeah.
I was happy with the amount of classic Harley Quinns I saw.
Yeah, there was a good number.
That was nice.
But still, like, overshadowed by the newer Harley movie Harley Quinn.
A lot of the new Suicide Squad Harley Quinns, which I thought that was kind of surprising.
To be honest.
A lot of Spider-Man. The cool Spider-Man I saw, the one I liked, was there was a kid who kind of dressed up as, like, a steampunky, like, teenager Spider-Man.
He had goggles on.
He had the hoodie. That was super cool.
We're just gonna have to curl up again.
Lots of cool cosplay. We saw the dodgeball cosplay for the, what was it?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was super cool. They had some baseball cosplay, which was really cool.
Watch out.
Overall, it was a great day. I think what kind of made the day was our photo op with Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes.
It definitely took us a long time to get there because his plane landed late. And so we waited almost 2.5 hours, probably.
Well, we got there. Let's see. When we walked by, they told us to delay. We left. Came back. Probably like 5:30-ish.
Yeah.
5:15. Okay. We didn't get in until...
like 7:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it took a long time, but it was definitely worth it.
Oh, awesome.
He was super cool. Yeah, they rushed you through like cattle, but he actually made
it feel
special. He still
made it feel personal, yeah.
Yeah, he gave us all, made sure he shook all of our hands and said hi. Jay was super friendly, too. He commented on our shirts as well.
He's like, oh, yeah, let me see, what does your shirt say? Gamer Geek? Right there.
Yeah. We got to talk to him about the podcast, which was super cool, and he has how many episodes we had and stuff. So that was pretty awesome. And then after that, the guys came back to the hotel room and played video games, and I went to the Jay and Silent Bob Get Old show. So that was pretty hilarious. That was almost 2 hours long.
Yeah, you were gone for a while.
Yeah, it went until like 10:30 and it started at 8:30, so that was really good too. And then in the middle of that, I tweeted Kevin Smith
the picture,
and he retweeted it. So that was pretty awesome too.
Bob diggity.
And we got a bunch of likes and stuff and some new listeners from that, so overall, it was a pretty...
Or you'll be new listeners, and thank you for joining us because of our tweet.
Yes! Yes, thank you for joining us. You are in for hours of excitement.
Pleasure-tainment.
Pleasure-tainment.
and Time of Two Star impersonations.
That's gonna be huge.
There was really nobody there at the con that you could do impersonations of, though, right?
Oh, not that I tried doing it. If anything, old chum.
Yes.
Why do I have to deal with these geeks all day, old chum?
They're all, some of them are all stinky.
Oh, I got some.
I really liked how many old school Star Trek fans there were.
Yeah,
like old Trekkies. Because Shatner was there.
Oh, yeah.
And there were so many old Trekkies. And it was actually really cool.
I forgot Shatner was there until I was looking through the pictures. I was like, oh yeah.
The Shat.
The Shat. He shat himself.
Overall, it was a great day. We're excited for another day today. So we will let you know how today goes. And put it in your ears. We ate food at the con yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
That wasn't
nothing special. Nothing too much to write home about. So no. Sorry.
So we'll try again.
Glorious food's not that glorious.
We'll try again today. See how that goes. So if we try any other awesome food today,
yeah,
we'll let you know. There's a place, a restaurant in Orlando we might try to go to tonight too. We'll see how the day goes.
Also, make sure to tweet us and tell us about your food and MegaCon experiences.
Yes. Make sure you tweet us. Share on Instagram. Share pictures. Tag us in it.
Hashtag MegaCon in there.
Yep. And then Facebook you can share. If you had a good experience at the con, we'd like to hear about that, too.
Or any con.
Or any con.
Camilla Con.
Today's, I'm a little biased. Today's con would be cool early, so then that way I can try good food at the con.
There we go.
But any con, if you had awesome food.
Like maybe try to go to Super Saiyan.
Yes, we're going to try to go to Super Saiyan.
You didn't hear about the Super Saiyan?
No?
We'll tell you about it, sir.
It is a ramen restaurant with, like, traditional Chinese ramen. And noodles, like a noodle shop, but themed for Dragon Ball Z.
Oh my gosh!
It's in Orlando.
My gosh!
They have like Nimbus clouds hanging above the tables, they play Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. So, depending on how late we stay at the con tonight, we might go try that. So, if we do, we'll take some pictures and stuff.
Giggity.
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 Giggity, giggity, giggity. Alright everybody, we gotta head to the con, but we will come at your ears in a little later on. So keep calm and
geek on.
Geek on.